Prologue, a letter to Food Mart. Dear Mr. Thompson, I'm not usually the type of person who writes letters like the one you're reading right now. Okay, that's a lie. I'm exactly the type of person who writes these sort of letters, but that's not really the point. The point is that my most recent experience at one of your Food Mart stores, 62 Blueberry Hill, Los Angeles, California, 90015, was particularly harrowing. No, harrowing is not a strong enough word. Downright terrifying is more accurate. It was like something out of that awful horror movie franchise. You know, the one where that crazy guy with the creepy mask, whose name I can't remember, Bullseye, Puzzle Piece, makes people choose between doing something truly awful to another human being or dying an excruciatingly painful death. Of course, you couldn't pay me to watch such a movie, so I'm afraid I can't be much more specific than that. But I think you catch my drift. Anyway, as CEO of Food Mart, I believe that you have a right and a duty to know what's going on at your stores. Furthermore, as a consumer, I believe that I have a right and a duty to make you aware that at least one of your stores just so happens to be a toxic death trap. This past Sunday, around 8 a.m. Pacific time, just as your store was opening, I drove to Food Mart for my weekly purchase of groceries. Upon arrival, I exited my car, only to be attacked by a vicious shopping cart. Said shopping cart was clearly on the loose and out for revenge. Against what? I don't know. Perhaps it was angered about being shackled to such a dangerous and ill-kept store. Owing to the fact that it was a windy day, weather.com said winds could reach speeds of up to 50 miles per hour that Sunday, and that none of your associates thought it worth their precious time to return said cart to its rightful holding pen, located mere inches away, the errant shopping cart flew right into me at a frighteningly fast speed, perhaps 50 miles an hour. By some miracle, the cart narrowly missed squashing my body into the side of the car, arms and legs akimbo, as if I were a large fly. Have you any idea how many fatal accidents have been caused by shopping carts in the past year alone, Mr. Thompson? I'll spare you the specific statistics, but rest assured, there were a lot. You see, I'm in the business of evaluating risk, so it is literally my job to know these things. If I told you what I actually did for a living, I'd have to kill you. Okay. That's a lie, too. The having to kill you part, I mean. Not the risk evaluation part. I just always wanted to use that cliche for some reason. But I digress. Let's get back to the toxic death trap, shall we? Upon regaining my composure, in addition to almost dying, my morning brush with death nearly gave me a heart attack, and selecting a shopping cart other than the one obviously intent on murdering me, I entered the store and hastened toward the vegetable aisle. You see, I've been trying to lose a few pounds. Don't get me wrong, it's not that I'm fat or anything. Just plump. Chubby. Okay, overweight. And as far as risky behaviors go, being any of the three aforementioned things is probably right up there with bungee jumping, riding a motorcycle, or going hunting with Dick Cheney. So I get to the vegetable aisle, and what do I see? This teenage girl with long, obviously unwashed hair is fondling the tomatoes with her unclean hands. Ugh. I stood watching the girl for nearly 5 minutes. In that time, she must have slimed every single solitary Food Mart tomato in the place with her greasy fingertips. As if that wasn't bad enough, she then starts having this really loud, grotesque-sounding coughing fit. It's So there she is, sort of covering her mouth, but there are these little gaps between her fingers. And you can actually see the phlegm and mucus escaping right through them, coating the tomatoes with a sticky layer of germs. Probably the swine flu or the bubonic plague. After that, she goes back to fondling the tomatoes. Again. Now, to my knowledge, this woman was not an employee of Food Mart. At least, she didn't appear to be wearing one of those red smocks they always wear. Which, by the way, always give off an unlaundered look. But nevertheless, shouldn't there be some sort of policy against patrons of Food Mart touching unwrapped food with their bare, diseased hands? Studies have shown that our hands are the dirtiest parts of our bodies. You would think it would be our asses or our private parts, but that's actually a common misconception. If by 8 a.m., Food Mart tomatoes have already been contaminated with the plague once, Lord knows what state they'll be in by noon, or 5 p.m. Needless to say, I avoided the vegetable aisle completely after that. I mean, I guess I could have sprung for one of those prepackaged, overpriced salad bags, but those things are so riddled with pesticides and growth hormone that you can hardly call them nutritionally sound. And my physician wonders why I can't lose the pounds. Suddenly overcome with an intense urge to wash my own hands, I finally located the quote-unquote employee bathroom in the corner of the store, but only after asking 5 people where it was and getting no answer. So let me get this straight. Food Mart doesn't have public restrooms? Better that your consumers feel free to shit and vomit on the floor after inevitably being taken ill upon eating bad tomatoes, right? In addition to smelling like a fetid armpit of a marathon runner and being unisex, I despise unisex bathrooms because I'm deathly afraid of tampons and the women who use them. I mean, really, what kind of perverted SOB would invent such a thing? A blood flotation device on a spring. Beyond disgusting. There was so much dirty, empty rolls of toilet paper and sanitary napkin wrappers, a bit better than tampons, but not much, on the floor that I thought I had somehow landed in the flatbed of a garbage truck instead of a non-public restroom in a very public establishment. As I entered the bathroom, one of your employees was flushing the toilet. At least he flushed. However, when he went to wash his hands, I noticed that he turned on the cold water. Not the hot water, mind you, which is necessary if you actually want to kill the germs on your hands. For only 5 seconds. 5 seconds! That is barely enough time to find a working soap dispenser. 2 out of 3 in this bathroom were completely empty. Let alone thoroughly clean your hands prior to the preparation and handling of food. Physicians say you should wash your hands for at least 20 seconds, roughly the length of time it takes you to sing happy birthday twice through, in order to properly cleanse your hands following a stint on the toilet. After this encounter, I knew I had to avoid not only the vegetable aisle, but any unwrapped food prepared or handled by members of your staff. Despite coming to Food Mart with a shopping list that was 2 notebook pages long, I arrived at the checkout counter with just a 6-pack of Charmin Ultra Strong toilet paper, less likelihood of leakage, a tube of Crest toothpaste, and a package of pre-wrapped Hershey miniatures. 3 items. 8, if you count each of the Charmin rolls separately, which I don't. Either way, I was significantly under the 15-item limit required to use the express checkout line. Apparently, however, I'm the only Food Mart shopper capable of counting, because the 4 people in line in front of me had a shopping cart full of at least 16 items each. 1 person had 32 items. I know, because I counted them. Twice. Instead of politely directing these cheaters to another aisle, your cashier proceeded to ring each of them up, very slowly, 1 item at a time. To make matters worse, each of these patrons waited until the person in front of them paid in full and exited the store to unpack their own groceries onto the conveyor belt. And the person before me purchased, you guessed it, among other things, 7 diseased tomatoes that she didn't even bother to put in a plastic bag prior to paying. She then spread her items out on the conveyor belt so liberally that there was no room for my items at all. Not that I could possibly use the grotesquely tainted belt now. When it came to be my turn, I had to rush to unpack and bag my items. What? No one believes in having bag boys anymore? So that I could be finished in time for the next person to be rung up. It was very stressful. By the time I exited Food Mart that morning, I felt like I needed a stiff drink. But I abstained because it was only 8:30 a.m. and I am not foolhardy enough to drink and drive. See, the way things are now, I cannot possibly continue to shop at Food Mart if I wish to maintain my health and sanity. Thank you for your attention to these matters. Hopefully, they can be dealt with in an efficient and expedient manner. Cordially, Gerald Blumenstein.